What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Camera and John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Tuesday morning. Well, big day. It's tennis day. Me versus Fritz coming up in a couple hours at FDR Park. It's also Eagles practice day. It's a hot one. Eagles have moved practice up to 9 o'clock. So we look forward to, for us, the first time to actually watch practice during the show. Normally we're watching practice
so awesome
after the show. So we'll almost bring you, like, I guess you'd call it some play-by-play of practice. We look forward to that. Elliot will be with us for about a half hour on site. Jim Salisbury today, deep dive on the coming trade deadline in baseball. Ruben Amaro with us for 3 hours, so we are loaded to bear. Looking forward to doing it with you. Wish it was, you know, after the Phillies had won a game last night. They did not. Much to discuss at 215-592-9494. Richard Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Hope you're feeling sprightly.
Yeah, I feel pretty good. Pretty good.
8% of your total body weight is blood.
8% of your total body weight is blood.
So for me, I have about 17 pounds of blood
in
me.
Imagine that. Yeah. All right.
That's pretty crazy.
It doesn't. That fact does not shock me. I mean,
17 pounds of blood.
Yeah. Well, listen.
That's heavy. That's a lot of blood.
Yeah, of course
man.
It is. Well, you're about 200 pounds. Two bills.
Yeah, that's for 210.
Yeah. All right. So I got a little under that, but not much. All right. Good morning to all. Hope you're having a good day. Phil's had a bad night.
Yeah.
Ugly game. Frustrating game. Really irritating. And there's the micro, which is last night's game. There's the macro, which is how good really are they? Last night was a game really about the offense. Sanchez obviously was not sharp. That's clear. Now, he wasn't a disaster. That was also very clear. And he's certainly allowed to be one of them every once in a while because he hadn't been for a long, long time. First time since what? Early April, he'd given up four runs in a game, which is – I couldn't believe it when I heard that.
Well, it's the first game off of the complete. However many pitches was that, 107?
Yeah, it's not even that many pitches. But in that vicinity.
Yeah. But it does feel like this is kind of what's expected after you go complete. Could be.
By the way, we broadcast today from the NovaCare Complex. That's where we are. That's why we'll be able to tell you about practice later. It's all part of Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World, RV sales, service, parts, and accessories. So in light of the loss last night, and particularly how it went, which was a lot about the offense, the offense was offensive.
It wasn't good enough.
No, it wasn't
good enough. But it was a lot last night about Sanchez really not doing his
part. Yeah, but they didn't score against a bad team. I mean, so here's the question I really want to ask everyone. It is a little bit of both. Here's the question I want to drill down on today, because we're 2 days from the trade deadline. Simple question. I'm not sure the answer is simple. Are you, as a Phillies fan, really sure that this is the year for the Phillies to go for it? See, here's the reason I asked that. I mean, obviously, trade deadline's in 2 days. Here's the primary reason I asked that. A lot of fans, big percentage, want the Phillies to go for it. Trade a couple of like prime prospects, bolster the big league club. Come on, let's get this thing done for the first time in 17 years. Oh, wait, it's kind of a long time ago now, right? Let's go win a World Series and try to get the bats that weren't in there last night, the relievers when you have to go to that spot, which is three or four innings for many games. Like, hey, you know, Dave Dombrowski, hey, John Middleton, go help out Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber and Zach Wheeler and Christopher Sanchez and go get them some bats and some arms and go win the World Series. And that's a common refrain, and I get it. You guys know I've been a little bit more cautionary than others. So I'm just going to ask this question because I know people want them to go for it, but I also know a lot of people doubt the Phillies. So I ask this question, and John, you get first crack at it, and everyone else at 215-592-9494. Are you sure this is the year for the Phillies to go for it?
Oh, my God.
John, are you?
Come on. I was sure yesterday. Today, I'm still sure in the wake of, yes, it was a loss, and it was to a poor team, a team that had won 38 games coming into last night. Okay, but that's, in my mind, in large part due to our young pitcher having coming off a complete game. Think about that. They scored two runs. This team has a massive payroll. But the last series against the Yankees, I felt pretty good about the way, you know, the bats were working. I've seen them do nice things.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sometimes, just not your night. It really was affected by the way Sanchez.
Yeah, but John, here's one thing we know. One thing we know is they have an average offense.
In large part because we have a young pitcher who just went complete.
John, you keep going to that. That's not the story of last night. The story of last night is they didn't score but two runs against a bad team.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes.
And that is emblematic of an offense which is at best, average for a good team. I'm not comparing the Phillies to the Pirates or the White Sox. I'm comparing the Phillies to the Yankees, to the Dodgers, to the Mets.
The Yankees, the team that we just beat in a series.
Yeah, I understand that.
The team that who also didn't have Aaron Judge
and hasn't won a World Series themselves in forever. James,
you're saying you're comparing us to them, though.
Yeah,
and we saw what that looked like last series.
John, the offense.
And it looked good for our sake.
James.
So the question is, should we go all in this season? If not now, then when?
Maybe next year.
Oh, my goodness. No. Yeah. How about this year and next year? You could win next year. This team is built to win now.
Well, that's very debatable, actually. Look, 215-592-9494. They're built to. Supposed to be able to win now. The question is, can they? James, 2 days to the trade deadline. Are you sure? Are you sure, James, this is the year to go for it?
Yeah, I am. I'm sure. And to John's point, they are built to win now. Like, I know we could talk about windows for a team, and you can always extend, and you can say they have prospects, they have this, you want to keep the window going. 34, 33, 32, 32, 32. Those are the ages of the five best offensive players on this team. Zach Wheeler's 35. Like, the core of this team is past their prime. Like, this is the moment for this group. You keep going about an average offense. They're not great. I get it. They're ninth in runs in the league. They're fourth in batting average. They're fourth in on base. They're ninth in slugging. Like, they're not as bad offensively as we on a night-to-night basis watching them.
I don't agree with you on that, James.
I'm just telling you the stats.
No, because here's my retort to that. Ninth?
Fourth in OBP. What does that do for you?
Well, runs matter the most, scoring runs.
So
and
ninth.
When there's only about 15 teams trying to win the World Series, maybe 16 or 17, ninth is average. of that group. I mean, it just is.
Well, I mean, they're only, when you look at it, they're you know, four runs behind eighth, eight runs behind ninth. Like, it's not, or seventh. Like, it's not, they're not far from those teams when you look at it. And regardless, again, I'm not saying they have a great offense. What I'm saying is they're a bad away. Like, go get a bat and bring it in. And this team is good enough. Like, the point being, like, yeah, right now, as they stand, I agree with you. They're not quite good enough. I still think they could win the World Series because it's baseball.
They could. That's right. But
they are really close to good enough. You look at the rest of baseball, like, there are no teams running away from everyone. Like, the Dodgers are the most talented, we get it. But everyone else is really just kind of the same.
And that is true.
So, yes, you add to this team, and you have a real, real chance to win the World Series. So, I'm going all in.
It is wide open in Major League Baseball. There should be no obscuring that reality. We ask you, 215-592-9494, how you assess this thing now 2 days from the deadline. I mean, obviously, you can react to last night in particular, but the bigger picture is 100 or 1,000 times more important than just last night's game. And I ask you what the big picture represents to you at 215-592-9494. Rhea, do you agree with these two? And let me just say this before you answer. I know you want them.
Yes.
You want to want them to go for it.
Yeah.
But do you think it's wise that they go for it?
100%. And for a reason that James just, you know, you look at these standings.
Yep.
The Dodgers are only three games. I mean, they have three more wins. Everything. Dodgers 63, Milwaukee 63, Mets 62. The best team in the American League, 63 wins. The Dodgers just went through a seven-game losing streak. So to me, you have to separate yourself. And that's why you do it. There's no team running away. There's no dominant team that out there. So, to me, it makes sense.
All right, as we broadcast from training camp, let me give you an example of what, to me, this does not feel like. And I understand, Rhea, what you said, James and John, very valid points in many, many, many ways. Here's what this is not. Jay Ajayi. My team looks like the best in the sport. I got one injury there at that spot with Darren Sproles. Let me try to bolster that spot by throwing Jay Ajayi in there. I think I can, like, I think I have the inside track to win that Super Bowl. That's not this at all. Now, look, again, I agree with something James said.
You think the Eagles thought they were the best team in football when they got Jay Ajayi?
When they beat the Carolina Panthers week six, I thought the Eagles were the best team.
I think they thought they were one of the best, right?
One of the best.
I thought they were the best.
I did too in the moment, but you could argue if you're looking at the NFL, you would say, all right, the Patriots, the Eagles, you know, the Rams, you would put these teams in a group. The Phillies are in that group. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the problem is that group's about 10, 12 teams in baseball. I mean, that's
one of the... baseball. It's always going to be. Every year in baseball.
No, not at times it's not.
Not quite. Not always, but it seems like the way it is now with the new wild card and all that, like, that kind of is the way it is.
All right, I'm curious where you stand, because to me, this is like two different forces meeting. Force one is you want the Phillies to go for it. I get it, guys. Like, in many ways, so do I. Force two is there's a lot of doubt amongst the fan base about whether this team really actually is, even with one more move, good enough. Because of how often they freaking don't hit and don't pitch well out of the bullpen.
That's why you go and get a hitter and a bullpen
piece. That's one theory.
You create your separation.
Yeah, the other theory is getting that one piece, bullpen or hitter.
So what, you just don't try? I don't understand this concept.
Well, the concept is they may not be good enough to be worth it.
Is the fourth highest in all of baseball. Yeah. We are trying. We will continue to try. They are trying right now to go win a World Series.
You know what they do, John? They try to hit the ball and they miss it. All right, 215-592-9494. Where do you guys stand on this?
And hit it.
Are you sure this is the year to go for it? Are you sure? I mean, Dombrowski and Middleton have to make that determination in the next 2 days. Are you sure? Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie from training camp. There's a lot going on. We'll get to the tennis thing, the Eagles thing as well. Trade deadline in 2 days on 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.